Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greeting, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you were able to join me today as we go into the Word of the Lord. But before I do that, let's just pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for every listener, and Father, I thank you for the work that you're doing in their lives. I thank you, Lord, for that divine hunger that you've placed within their spirit to seek to know you more, to understand the very nature and character of who you are. And Father, I sense there are some that are really seeking for answers, some very new in the faith. And Father, I thank you that you will give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. Lord, that you would cause them to grow quickly in the admonition of the Lord, in the knowledge of your character and ways, that you would reveal your word to them, Father. And that's true for all of us, Lord, no matter how long we've walked with you, your word is great treasure. And only the Spirit of the Lord can unveil the depth and the profound truths that are hidden in your word. We read it, Lord, and we can understand certain things, but as we grow in you, we can understand and see things we've never seen before. Your word truly is a treasure, Lord. As for God, your way is perfect, and the word of the Lord is also perfect, Lord, converting the soul. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that your word converts our soul, that the testimonies of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, even sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. And Lord, in the keeping of your commandments, there is great reward. And I thank you, Lord, that the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of the wisdom, endures forever. And Lord, I just thank you now for touching your people and giving them greater revelation, greater understanding in the knowledge of you, and how they can move forward in that place that where they are right now, that they can grow spiritually and have understanding of the things that you're doing in their lives. Father, I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. I praise you for it. Amen and amen. Beloved, God created you and I. We are his children. But even though we are his handiwork, what we become in life to a great extent depends on what we do. We have a responsibility. And this, you know, what we make of ourselves in life, this is certainly true of non-Christians, but even more so for the Christian. Romans 3:23 states, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And in verse 9, he says, "What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable, there is none that doeth good, no, not one." And so each of us, in our own natural state, are sinners, but thank God for the grace and the unmerited favor of Jesus Christ, that we, even though we may be Jew or Gentile, we're all under sin. But in verse 24, the Word of God tells us that being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 25 says, "Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God." That word propitiation means to appease and to make favorable. It is something that specifically atones, if you will, an atoning sacrifice. Through faith in His blood, we declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance, and that means refraining from the enforcement of something that is due. We were guilty of death. But God is forbearing toward us. It's the act of forbearing. It's patience. It's the quality of being forbearing or lenient. And in verse 26, it says, to declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. And in Romans, the sixth chapter, verse 11, it says, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither, verse 13, yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Praise God. In Colossians, the third chapter, the apostle is also admonishing us that if we are risen with Christ, we're to seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Praise God. And so, beloved, the Lord is just, I'm just sensing to share scripture with you today because there are those that are listening that need a reaffirmation of what Christ has done in our lives and what He wants to do. If we are faithful to the Lord, in verse 4 it goes on to say, when Christ appears, shall ye also appear with Him in glory? And then He tells us to mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, and then He lists those things, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. And then He reminds us, we were that way, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them, but now He's saying, as the dear children of God, put off all these things, anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you've put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, He's encouraging us, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all, this is His final comment, put on charity or love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. This is a message in itself. It says, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Praise God. Romans 8 and 13 tells us how we have the strength and the ability to do what the apostle is telling us to do in these verses of Scripture, to mortify or to kill the deeds of the body. For if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. And in Colossians, that third chapter, that Greek word for mortify, nekruo, meaning to deaden, to subdue, or to kill, basically, to cause to die. And beloved, we have this ability not in ourselves, not in our own strength, but through the power of the Holy Spirit. And some are listening today that need that activating power of the Holy Spirit in your life because you've been defeated, you've been discouraged, the things you've been asking of God, you've fallen again, and you're saying you feel so discouraged because it's like you have no victory over those things that have just caused you to stumble time and time again. Well, right now I'm going to pray with you. If you desire prayer, join your heart with me for that victory that you are believing God for. Father, our flesh is weak. Father, you said, or Jesus said, even as he was praying, he said, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And Lord, we confess our flesh is weak. We have no power in ourselves. But Father, that mighty strength and power of God, that power that raised Jesus from the dead, can quicken our mortal body. The power of the Holy Ghost who dwells within the spirit of every believer. Father, I pray now for that quickening power of the Holy Spirit to give them, to stir their faith, and to give them that power, that anointing that will see every yoke destroyed. Father, the yokes keep us in bondage, the yoke of servitude, of slavery to sin, but you have decreed freedom for us, and in the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance and freedom in the name of that name which is above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lord. I feel victory in my spirit, beloved. Just keep praising him, for this is a new day. God is doing a new thing in your life. Hallelujah. Well, there is great support and encouragement in agreeing prayer, and the scriptures command us to agree together as touching anything, and we'll see that thing accomplished of our Heavenly Father. The announcer in just a moment is going to give you our contact information. I urge you, if you feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to write down whatever that area of need is, and as we agree together, we'll see the victory given according to the truth of Scripture. I love you. I thank you for joining me. I pray for you every day, and until next time, may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.